You've heard of reality TV, but how about reality medicine? This year, the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development launched an effort to track the lives of more than 100,000 kids from birth to adulthood. The idea is to get information that would help prevent and treat some of America's most pressing health problems. Yvonne Maddox is deputy director of the Institute, and she's leading the effort. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here. And it's great that you're letting your listeners know about our National Children's Study.
Well, there have been a few long-term studies before. There was one about twins, Minnesota Twins Study. What makes this one special? How is it going to be recruited and conducted?
Well, one of the things that I must say first is that this is the first of its kind, even though you talk about the Minnesota Twin Study, and there have been other longitudinal studies as well. But this is the first study of its type that focuses not only on this larger group of children, but also is a sampling of all of the children who represent America. And this is really a critical point, because if you're going to look at the factors that impact on a child's well-being and growth, you cannot neglect or alleviate issues such as ethnicity, race, income, educational level, number of births, number of children who are born perhaps preterm, number who were born with low birth weight. But one of the other things that's critical about this study is that we will be looking at these children from the time they're born until they're 21 years of age, with the great hope that we will be able to identify some of the issues, and particularly some of the environmental issues, that contribute to chronic diseases later in life. And we like to call this not only the National Longitudinal Study of Children and Their Environment, but actually it's a study that will look at the fetal antecedents of adult disease, because we believe that diseases such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and even the epidemic that we're having now with obesity may actually begin in utero, and the uterine environment may contribute to these long-term chronic diseases, or it may be a combination of the uterine environment as well as the built environment, such as the toxic exposures that a child may face, but also the school ground that the child plays in. These built conditions will also impact on the child's behavior and their maturation and growth.
Well, Ms. Maddox, when you imagine a child going through this study, what are we really talking about? Is it that someone is going to come and observe the checkups? Is someone just going to read the charts? What exactly does it mean for a child who would be involved?
This is, an observational study. It's longitudinal, which means that over the period of 21 years, we'll be making visits not only to the home, but oftentimes to the school, to the Boys and Girls Club that the child may be involved with. But it begins with some very basic tests taken early in life. We'll be taking samples of hair, of teeth, of skin. These are very non-invasive tests, so it will be give us an opportunity to not only collect samples to be able to measure enzymes and various other elements that are critical to interpreting health outcomes, but it'll give us a chance to ask questions of not only the child, but of the family, to look at social issues and environmental issues that are associated with behavioral and behavioral interventions that might be necessary to improve the child's well-being.
You have been at the Institute for almost 13 years, directing a budget over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find a passion for doing this kind of work?
Well, in order to make research meaningful and to put it in action, you need to be in a health policy or leadership role in which you can impact the results of research. The other thing is, on a very personal level, is that I have a PhD in physiology and biophysics. I intended, as I graduated from undergraduate school, which, by the way, was an historical black college in Richmond, Virginia, I really had planned to go to medical school, in fact, got accepted into medical school. And my father was the oldest of three children, and my father became very, very ill and actually developed congestive heart failure. And I knew that I wouldn't be able to go to medical school right away because I had two younger brothers and sisters to work with. But I knew that I wanted to keep the dream alive, to stay connected to medical work and to do something in the medical field. So instead of going to medical school, I took a job right away working in a laboratory and just develop a thrill for discovery and a passion for doing research. And I think a lot of us who go into research are sometimes sparked or spurred to go in this direction because we've had some personal interaction or some personal story to tell. And mine was I decided, well, I'm going to know more about development and know why someone has congestive heart failure, as my dad had. So the passion just was transmitted over a lifetime to what I do now.
Well, Ms. Maddox, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, and thank you so much, and I hope that this reached a lot of listeners.
Yvonne Maddox is Deputy Director of the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. This year, the Institute is launching an in-depth look at how genetics and the environment affect the health of women and children.